This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's play the Deion Sanders. He did a press conference.
Can I just talk about it before you play it?
Yeah.
He doesn't recognize.
I don't think he does.
No.
I don't think he does. He's not putting all the pieces of the puzzle together on this.
Yeah.
I mean, everything he's saying is like, duh.
Yeah.
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 Hello.
I mean, if you...
Hello.
You guys will hear it. When he says it's because their name is Sanders... Well, the reason why the name is retired is because their name is Sanders.
About 4 days ago, the news came out that Colorado University of Colorado Buffaloes, the football team, would retire number 2 and number 12. Number 2 is Shedeur Sanders, the son of Deion Sanders, quarterback. And number 12 is Travis Hunter, who won the Heisman Trophy. Everybody's on board with Travis Hunter.
Okay? Right.
Because the guy was the best. He was the best in the country, won the trophy. He played both offense, defense, one of a kind. You'll probably never see anything like that again at the university, okay?
Agreed.
Sanders, Shedeur. Now, not exactly a Travis Hunter, okay? He's the coach's son. He's a pretty good athlete. Probably going to go to the NFL. He wasn't that good, okay?
I mean, I agree with you. He's good, but he's not like, he doesn't make your jaw drop like Hunter.
Exactly.
You know, like Hunter's like, oh my God. And he got back out there and played the other defense. Like,
yes.
What just happened?
Yes.
You know?
I mean, he's a good quarterback. His record was 13-12. Yeah. But again, he's getting his number retired because he is the coach's son.
And I thought for sure that they would be like, hey, you know what? Thank you so much, but we just can't accept this.
Yeah, I would too.
You know,
that's what I thought was going to happen.
They didn't do it. He doubled down.
All right. Here's Deion talking about his son yesterday.
Why do you think that? What was your message like maybe Buff Nation and Buff alums who are
I don't have a message. I'm praying for my AD. I love him to life. Rick George, let's get the elephant out of the room. I don't want to talk about this too long. I'm going to just talk briefly and let it go. We're talking about Shedeur. We ain't talking about nobody else. But his last name wasn't Sanders. We wouldn't have this discussion.
Exactly.
The only reason we were having this discussion is his last name is Sanders. Okay? That's it.
Does he not get it?
That's the whole point.
It's because he's your son, and he Shedeur Sanders is why it's being retired.
Exactly.
It's not because of his play.
Right. We're not bitching about it because his last name is Sanders. We're bitching about it because what you said.
And if you go up and down the internet, which I need to find the one we got from the other day from 9 News. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah, he was mad.
That guy, he's a sports reporter over at 9 News. He was blasting this decision.
And he did all the stats and everything.
And a lot of the former players at CU are coming out and saying the same thing. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't retire this number. I mean, granted, we can, you know, have a party for the guy, but we don't retire the number.
Well, and it usually takes years and years before they decide to go back and look at stuff and retire
people. Yeah, there's a whole process.
Yeah, but this was just like, oh, let's do it right now.
Yeah, I think this is the reporter.
I absolutely disagree
with this decision. Hunter, as a Heisman winner, I could understand. Then again, Rashan Salaam had to wait 23 years for his number retirement. But Shador seems like a forced plus one here, quarterbacking your team to a 10-7 record over 2 years and ending with a blowout loss in the Alamo Bowl.
Blowout
does not qualify you for immediate jersey retirement. CU has so much history and so many legends in their 135 years, and perhaps one day would be the right day to retire Shador's number, but not today. And I feel like the school felt like they had to do it to please the head coach, and oh yeah, maybe sell some more tickets to the spring game.
You know, you think Deion forced this?
Or do
you think somebody above Deion came to him and said, "Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we retire your son's number?" And then he went along with it.
I think they came to him and said, "We're going to do Hunter." And I think when he said, "If you're going to do Hunter, you're going to do Shador too."
I've met Deion a couple of times back down in Tampa, Florida. He was a great guy. I mean, nice guy. I mean, just a down-to-earth guy. And a lot of respect for him. I just don't see him doing that.
Yeah, we don't know the passion if it's your own kid, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. And then with Hunter being able to be put up there, we don't know if they're really secretly, like, competitive, Shador and Hunter. I know they're best friends, but is there an underlying, like, thing there? Like, why does he get to do
and
that?
And all the coverage all season long, it was always Hunter and Shador.
Yeah,
like those two. Shiloh wasn't even mentioned that much.
I know, I always
and
felt bad for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's a great player, but he's but it's always and it's always Sanders walking down the sideline with either Hunter or Shador.
Yeah, and he said they're like brothers, so you want both brothers to have their names, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, but then they also said, well, you know, you brought so much. It's not only just the playing. It's like they brought so much to the program as a whole. Well, I'm like, what did he bring to the, I mean, I know they sold tickets.
Yeah, and they put it back on the map
and
nationally.
They did, for sure.
Because, you know, ESPN and everybody was covering it.
Yeah.
They were really, you know, they were really all over the whole Sanders era.
I wanted
era.
My son to go to CU.
Yeah.
I actually did. He got accepted. I was like, go there. It's so cool right now to be a Buff, right?
Yeah, it was very much highlighted throughout the season, especially that first year that Deion came in here. Okay?
Right. But all I can think they did is like a repoed car.
Yeah,
or
but,
oh, no, that was the other brother, right?
Shiloh.
It was like gold chains.
Yeah. That was the other brother.
Ferraris and stuff.
Yeah.
And now everyone holds up the watch like Shador does when he scores a touchdown. Check out my watch.
That's what he brought.
But to retire a number, it's not about what you bring to the university. It's about the play. It's about what kind of athlete you were, the numbers you accomplished on the field. That's what a retired jersey
is
about.
Right. And it takes that one guy 23 years.
Yeah. It doesn't count that you back out of the driveway on a snowy day in a Lamborghini, okay? And it looks really dumb.
It did look really dumb.
That looks really dumb.
That day looked really dumb.
Yeah. That doesn't count toward getting your retirement.
Or all your parking tickets. Remember, didn't he have a ton of, when he first got here, parking tickets?
See you.
Yeah.
I will say this. Wherever the Sanders goes, there comes controversy with it.
That's true.
And a lot of highlights,
now,
you know?
I'm going to flip out if Shiloh gets retired. I'm going to be like, are you kidding me?
As soon as he graduates next year,
his game's going to be up there.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
I hope they retire them all.
Right? Every Sanders
if they run out of numbers, you have to go to Roman numerals for the jerseys.
Right.
Yeah, just retire everybody. That's what I'd do. All right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.